Welcome. This is Dobbin. And let us explore clairvoyant sight by traveling upon the energy of my voice, wherever it takes you to those levels of observation that you have just begun to glimpse. Good. Now, begin to explore from a very comfortable position physically. What it would be like to be able to move objects, to sense objects, to know that objects were about you at the distance of 3 to 6 feet in front of, to your sides and behind you. And what of that awareness would be required for you to know exactly the shapes and patterns of those objects? Begin to look outward as you do this, into your energy field with your own energy, taking a reading, as it were, as to what your energy is like at those distances of 3 to 6 feet. And as you do this, notice what happens inside you, that indeed you are able to do it. It is not a particularly difficult task. And as you practice, the subtleties of it become more and more obvious. And yet there is a shift that takes place inside. There is a knowingness that tells you the information, or seemingly that is where you are receiving the information about what it is at a distance from you. What is beyond your vision when it is behind you, or underneath you if you are lying? And as you begin now to sense even more of the patterns and associations of these objects to your energy field, begin to notice that there is indeed an interaction. There is an interaction about you at all times. For you are within a variety of fields. You are in part held together, influenced by a property of matter upon the earth plane of gravity. And indeed, you generate your own electromagnetic field, and it is part of this field that begins to organize your body the way it is. But travel inward even further to the place in which you began to notice. Began to be able to sense what is existing in your aura. What objects are present in 3 to 6 feet. Good. And as you do this, begin to take a slightly deeper breath. And notice if your clarity of noticing the energy about you is changed in any way. You will find, as you look at more and more subtle levels, that there is indeed a shift, where you have changed your energy field. And it is by this change in energy field that you began to sense and perhaps even to see into these areas upon the energy. For you are seeing visually upon the light frequencies, upon those visible spectrums, as it were, in the electromagnetic field that you have called light. You can move upon other spectrums and indeed other mediums. see clairvoyantly, as we will use it here. It will be a combination of seeing in this electromagnetic spectrum and seeing in the life force spectrum. Good. And as you have done this now, begin to notice how many changes there are throughout your body. As you make various movements and shifts, as your breathing changes. Indeed, even as you control your heart rate and the other functions of your body. But let us move beyond that now, remembering it for sure, for observation is a key part, as we already discussed. But let us move beyond that. Let us, with this setting, with this environment, begin to notice your own energy field, how it is behaving, where it is moving at an even pace, where it is smooth and has a harmony, and where there is superimposed upon that harmony a higher frequency. And by that we mean an incoherent one, one that has higher levels of harmonics to it than your basic pattern. And this discordance, this higher level of harmonics, began to notice what it would be like to not have that present and move it out. Perhaps with your hand, or maybe just mentally, begin to, as it were, use the energy of your hand or the energy of your thoughts to harmonize with those higher incoherent vibrations. And move them outward, further away from your generating field at your core, into areas where your electromagnetic field, brought about by the matter that you organized in your body, is less intense. The first step, the first stage of this usually occurs at approximately 1 to 1.5 feet away from your physical body. And notice as you do this that this energy pattern extends well within your energy body, your physical body. It seems that you could look forever inside there. And follow it in now, and notice that the further in you go, the larger the space becomes. That the more you look inside using this spectrum, the more volume there is. Has certainly gone beyond your physical sense. It has certainly gone beyond the space that you physically within your earth plane dimensions contain. Good. And noticing that now, begin to look outward at 10 and 20, then hundreds as far as you can. Notice that there are no boundaries, and that it is too simple to say that your physical presence and its boundary is but an illusion. For it is real within that reality system that you are viewing it from in your ordinary waking state. but also as you began to explore here. Notice that it is but a slight shift away to find this other space. And look now and find another place that you might add a greater degree of perfection within your own energy field. And begin to do that now by moving your hands or mentally influencing that area. Don't be shy about noticing the changes that are there. It is fine that you are producing changes. Indeed, this is what it is all about. You are beginning to harmonize. Perhaps some of these places of disharmony are places that you would, through your aura, have taken on a pattern of another that is not naturally you. For we all have our own unique and distinct patterns, and these patterns are influenced by the environment about us, the way we respond to that energy in the environment. And you may have taken on, perhaps unconsciously, to you at a mental level, a pattern of another. And all those places that the pattern is not you, or that you are preventing a flow and a harmony from coming about, are places that you can easily work on at this energy level. And they can have profound influence upon what you think of as your emotional state. Or your thought processes and even your physical beingness. And it can happen in the space of no time. And you need not interact at a personality level. At the mental level, need but allow it to change as you work upon the energy. Good. And from this place of noticing that you are infinite as you look inward, infinite as you look outward. From this place now, begin to notice what it is that you are riding upon in this state. What it is that you have become as you look here. As you began to follow the thoughts that indeed notice this infinity, the thoughts that are noticing that you have noticed this infinity, began to see the way that these unravel, and that you, as you look at them and the energies that you are existing in, you began to notice a level of commonality, a degree of wonder, for we are all drawn by the beauty in these patterns. We cannot help but be attracted to and indeed drawn to make more beautiful all those places that do not have the same degree of harmony that we know is possible. For it is as though we were glimpsing within the patterns and filling in those places with their full potential. Good. Now let us examine even more this energy that you are falling upon now. What would be required to make this deeper? Two, by focusing upon one small area to see deeper into it. to see patterns within where there were none before. And yet, miraculously, losing none of the detail that you had been looking at about you. But somehow it just shifted and you were able to look further in. Begin to do that now. Pick an area where your attention is drawn and focused there. Notice where you are seeing perhaps a pattern, perhaps the blankness before. There is now light. The pattern in detail, at least maybe just instantly, that is enough, or you have seen it. And look again as though glancing at something quickly, as though out of the corner of your eye, the corner of your ability to sense these patterns, this energy. And each time you do it, you begin to notice deeper and other details, and that the scale of it and the information that must be contained there is indeed immense, and yet you have a knowingness as to how to make it more beautiful. And it isn't surprising that you can begin to notice what that beauty would be to its fullest potential. Good. And from that space now where you begin to see, sense, or feel, know that as you maintain an awareness of whatever it is that you have become aware of, a sense, a feeling, an internal glimmer perhaps, a picture perhaps, or even seeing energy about you or someone else. That is the beginning, and what is important to do is to let it unfold as though it were in its own time, to really be the way in which you begin to allow yourself to view reality from this perspective. And as you look here, as you become more and more aware, begin to find all of the associations of patterns, for you are indeed as an infant, as you begin to view these realms on the energies here. And you must learn to sense and see patterns and what they might be, and as you do, you'll gain more and more ability to find and increase the beauty and harmony of these energies. And as you do this, you'll begin to notice more and more the influence they have had and are having upon your ordinary reality about you. Good, and with the breath now, good, magnify all that you have seen, compress all the images that you have gotten into a tight space, and magnify the energy contained there, so that it is almost tangible, so that you could almost touch it with your physical hands. And as you do so, begin to notice that you can influence it greatly in this more concentrated form with your energy hands and with your thoughts. It is much a matter of recognizing all the times that you have seen and yet have not acknowledged these energies, of observing what it is that you are truly seeing or sensing, and noticing those things that once you have seen them, you begin to see them more and more. Much as you become aware of a word that you had not seen before, you see it many times afterwards, but the word was there all along, just as the energy has been there all along. And the more you become aware of it, and the more you notice that you have seen it again, and are becoming more and more aware of it, you'll begin to discover it for what it is. And as this happens, let your pictures of what it might be like or should be like go, and discover for yourself what it is like. And you will be amazed at what depth and what beauty and power and what light. And the largest sense of that word, your largest internal sense of that word, is possible to see by looking into these energies. Good. And you'll begin to see more and more easily and effortlessly just by being aware.